This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Port Louis this morning on a two-day state visit to Mauritius. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that Mauritius is a close maritime neighbour, a key partner in the Indian Ocean and a gateway to the African continent. Mr. Modi said both nations are connected by history, geography and culture. He said deep mutual trust, a shared belief in the values of democracy and celebration of diversity are the strengths of both countries. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to the opportunity to engage with the Mauritius leadership to elevate the partnership in all its facets and strengthen the enduring friendship for the progress and prosperity of peoples as well as for security and development in the Indian Ocean region. Prime Minister will meet his Mauritius counterpart Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam today. Later in the evening, he will participate in a community event. Several pacts in areas of maritime security, capacity building and trade are likely to be signed during the visit. The relationship between India and Mauritius is very old and multifaceted. The visit of the Prime Minister is expected to take these relations to newer heights. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Punjab and Union Territory Chandigarh starting today. During her Punjab visit, she will be gracing two convocation ceremonies of the Central University of Punjab and All India Institute of Medical Sciences at Bhatinda. The President will be accompanied by Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kataria at both the events besides other dignitaries. Our correspondent reports that elaborate security arrangements have been put in place at all the venues. Northern Railway is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Talking to media in New Delhi, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, informed that comprehensive arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers. He highlighted that security arrangements, mini control rooms and waiting areas have been set up for passengers at New Delhi, Anand Vihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin railway stations in the national capital. Mr. Upadhyay said that on demand special trains will also be operated if the need arises. Mr. Upadhyay also said that platform entry will only be allowed to passengers holding valid train tickets for travel. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has released second advance estimates of production of major agricultural crops for the year 2024-25. The estimated kharif food grain production stands at approximately 1,664 lakh metric tons, while rabi food grain production is projected to exceed 1,645 lakh metric tons. Kharif rice production is estimated at over 1,206 lakh metric tons, marking an increase from around 1,132 LMT in 2023-24. Production of tur and gram is estimated at 35.11 lakh metric tons and 115.35 lakh metric tons respectively. Releasing the data on major agricultural crops, Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the central government is continuously working towards the development of the agricultural sector. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said India and Armenia ties are deeply rooted in history. During the opening remarks in his meeting with Foreign Minister of Armenia Ararat Mirzoyan in Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said bilateral trade and defense collaboration have increased. He also expressed happiness that they have joined the International Big Cat Alliance. The External Affairs Minister noted that the first Armenian newspaper was published in India. In Syria, the interim government announced that it has ended a military operation against fighters loyal to ousted President Bashar al-Assad. It was the worst fighting since the end of the 13-year civil war in December. And the World Para-Athletics Grand Prix 2025 will kick off at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi this afternoon. The three-day event will feature a total of 250 para-athletes with 145 Indians and 105 international competitors from 20 countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.